rightly positioning God's people to be who He has called them to be and do what He has called them to do. Welcome to Roadmap to Destiny with Reverend N.K. Emisa, the Senior Pastor of Destiny House International. Now, today's word.
It's either you are controlling yourself or something is what? Controlling you. Without discipline, potential will become impotent. So you can start life and have potential. But if you don't have discipline, your potential will become what? Impotent. When I was in senior high school, we had a great sportsman. He could outrun everybody. Right from when he came to school in Form 1, he was already outrunning our best runner in the school, who was in the senior level. But by the time he was in the senior level, other people, like even Richmond, could run past him. Without discipline, potential will become what? Impotent. Say, me with potential. It's not enough to make it in this life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't live as convenient, you live as commanded. And in this life, you either take control or lose control. So if you are not going to focus, you are going to lose control. Praise God. So let's look at Paul as an apostle. Bible said that he was sent to the Gentiles. He had a specific assignment, and that is what he was focused on. Acts 26 verse 16. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Now, this is a specific instruction, a specific direction that has been given to Paul. So Paul is a pastor to the Gentiles. So Paul should not waste his time trying to preach to the Jews. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So what is your own assignment in this life? That is what you should be focused on. You should take control of it, or you will lose control, or your potential will become impotent. So Paul, knowing that he was sent to the Gentiles, took long journeys, left the people of Israel, took long journeys. Look at some of the churches that he went to and wrote letters to, and established himself in these places because this was the assignment that was on his life. If you live anyhow, your life will go anyhow. Praise God. Did you hear that? If you live anyhow, your life will go anyhow. So one of the things that you should be looking out for every time you are praying is that God begins to reveal things to you through divine revelation, like what Paul experienced. Divine revelation. When you are praying and fasting, Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says that, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Praise God. Daniel 2:19, and the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night. God can speak to you. God can direct you. God can give you specific instructions, not just for your life in general, but even for a particular year, for a particular season, and even for a particular day. And that is what will be the driving force of your focus. Hallelujah. If you refuse or you reject discipline, you will derail your destiny. Discipline is not a gift. It must be cultivated. This discipline of focus, it is not a gift. Some people are not gifted with it. They ask for me, I'm a sanguine. I don't know how to focus. is not, focus is not a gift. I said what? It must be cultivated. You must focus on your life. Focus on your destiny. Focus on your calling. Paul writing to Timothy, he said, give your attention to these things that thy profiting may appear to all. If your profiting is not appearing to all, it is a sign that your level of diligence is not enough. Your case is not a special case that as for you, you are being diligent, but still we are not seeing it. Oh boy. Give your full attention to these things that thy profiting may appear to all. Say, my profiting will appear to all. Oh, say it again. My profiting will appear to all. Hallelujah. Bible says in Proverbs 25, 28, he said, a man without self-control is like a city without walls. The way the president has locked our borders, can you imagine if we had no borders? Where would we even lock? A man without self-control, Bible compares him to a city without walls. Hallelujah. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 10 from verse 5 to 6. He said, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go in the way of the Gentiles. You realize in the same Bible, somebody has been assigned to the Gentiles. For somebody, they are saying, don't go in the way of the... We don't have the same exam in life. We don't have the same thing to do in this life. So you don't have to do what somebody is doing. You have to do what God is telling you to do. Somebody, they said, go to the Gentiles. To somebody, some other group, you are saying, do not go in the way of the Gentiles. Anytime you are focused, there's no room for competition and unnecessary comparison. But you will not be comparing yourself. How can Paul be comparing himself to these people who have been sent to go to the Gentiles when both of them have clearly received two different instructions? Are you with me? If you are with me, wave your hand. So when there is focus and you know where you are going, you don't compete. Because your path is different from my path. I have no business competing with you. I'm trying to go in the way of the Gentiles. You are trying to go in the way of the Jews. Somebody shall focus. So the success of Paul's ministry, look at Jesus Christ. He was so focused. When he was 12 years and his parents took him for a festival, he went and he sat amongst the teachers and the doctors and the professors in the temple. And his parents traveled a day's journey before they realized he was not with him. They came back and they met him there, asking and answering questions, focused on his destiny. When his parents asked him, why have you done this to us? He said, don't you know that I must be about my father's business? That's his focus. He knows why he came here, and he knew that by age 30, this thing must kick off. Some of you, the prophecy on your life, they told you by the time you are 25, so and so. It is not happening. It is not the prophet. It is not the devil. If you refuse discipline, you will derail your destiny. Many years I heard this message. I always used to fight it. That God's grace will help me. God's grace will help me. God's grace will help me. You will keep repeating that class until you pass that exam. Yes. Somebody shall focus. Shout again, focus. He said, don't you know that I must be about my father's business? So Jesus is saying that you must know that I'm so focused that when you can't find me, why? Because when they came back, they went round different places. Like, he is surprised that it didn't even cross their mind that the first place you should have come to look for me was the church. When we are looking for you, where is the first place that we can find you? I heard a man of God say, he said, me, I'm either at home or in church. If you don't find me in my house, you find me in church. You know the situation on this place already. That's why you are not finding me here. You know when you were at UPS, you will find me in church. Where can we find you? Don't you know that I must be about my father's business? Focused. Focus, Jesus. He knew he did not have forever. The prophecy on his life had a timeline. So does yours. So 30, the ministry had to take off. And he knew he had only 3 years to fulfill it. Some of you, all this while God is preparing you, building you up. Yesterday, I was telling people something. There's this powerful man of God who has shot into global prominence all of a sudden. And this man of God is so powerful. The first time I met him in 2019, I was wondering how come I don't know him. I've never heard about him. He has been in this, like he has been hidden, and all of a sudden God has just shot him all over the place. Sometimes there are timelines to these things. God tells you by 27 you become this, by 28, 20, 30, this. Sometimes it's not even just prophecy. You heard it yourself. You saw it, or you had a dream. You saw something great about your life. When you saw yourself in a dream, you knew that I was still young. You know that feeling. You have a dream and you know that you are still young. But the way things are going, somebody say focus. Focus. When you wake up in the morning, focus. The whole focus. Every month, focus. Christmas Day, focused. Valentine's Day, focus. Birthday, focus. One of you, the main times that the enemy plots against you is your birthday. Yes. Yes. Because usually people's birthdays, they are too excited to even pray. I've sat in many prophetic meetings that I've heard the prophet mention, your birthday is so, so, and so, and so. On your birthday, they said, they did this. Or your birthday is coming. Recently, I sent my friend, your birthday is coming that evening. I see you going so, so, and so to this place. He said, yes, that is exactly where I'm running to go. I said, don't go. Hallelujah. Say, focus. I want you to write these things down. Three things about focus. Three things about focus. Number one, focusing on the assignment that is given you in life is all that success demands. Focusing on the assignment. Let's go back to Philippians 3:13. Focusing on the assignment that is given you in life is all that success demands. Today you are doing this. Tomorrow you are doing that. Today you are doing that. Tomorrow you are doing that. Busy here and there. You remember the scripture? He said, while your servant was busy here and there, the man was gone. Some of you, because you are busy here and there, your destiny is gone. Your calling is gone. Your marriage is gone. You are busy here and there. Your marriage is gone. Destiny is going. Calling is going. Your anointing is passing before you. But you are busy here and there. You are busy. Nobody is really busy, yo. Even the president's has time. Donald Trump can above golf. Donald Trump above golf. Say you are busy. Busy doing what? Focusing on the assignment that is giving you in life is all that success demands. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. So the only thing that Paul is saying he needs to be able to catch that level of ministry in Christ is that one thing he focuses. When he wakes up, one thing, I'm called. I have a calling on my life. There's a ministry on my life. I'm a cell leader. I'm a leader in church. Focus, focus, focus. God said I will start a business. For today, what have you learned about starting a business? God said I'll be a CEO. What have you learned today about being a CEO? Focus. God said I'll be a woman. God said I'll marry a man of God. God said I'll marry a woman of God. Whatever. Like the things that God has said concerning your life must matter to you. Otherwise, all the things you are aggravating and putting together in life is useless. It's the quickest way to success. To follow what God said about you is the quickest way, because God's provision follows his vision. If you go and struggle doing something that God has not sent to you, it's your own problem. The quickest way to success in this life is what? Following the things that God said you will do. So if I put all the things that, everything that I'm doing must be able to map. You remember you did mapping in core math. Everything that I do, all the activities I do in my day, it must map onto something that God says I will become. or God said I will do. That is when you are getting to 100% focus. Every single thing is it mapping onto what God said I will become. I heard a man of God give an example. He said he was waiting on God. Waiting on God in his own secret place. And a friend called him that, like he has come back from abroad. And he brought him a gift. So he should meet him and collect the gift. He said, I'm waiting on God. You can take the gift back to where you came from. Of course, not in that manner. But I can't come. He said, I can't come. I'm waiting on God. The gift that you brought me, that's your perfume that you brought me, it's not worth me leaving, because I've said to myself that 3 days I'm going to wait on God somewhere. Then you just call me that you have come from America, you brought me a gift, then bah, na me too, me ba beji gift. Broken focus. By the time you come back, you would have probably missed the visitation. Jesus would have been standing in your hotel room waiting for you, but you were going for a perfume. We're going for a perfume. I always use the example. Some, when we are coming to church, someone said, meet me for something. You know church is at 6. You know there's traffic on N1. You are still going to meet the person. And come late and still say that it's not your fault. Ah. How is it not your fault? Say, it's not my fault because somebody asked me to come and meet him to collect something. How is it not your fault? Broken focus will birth a broken life. I have seen so many people with potential, they have not been able to achieve anything with their lives. Plenty. And it's frustrating. But when you see a gifted person who has not become a great person, it's like waste of resources. Waste of resources. Number two. Life becomes destabilized when focus is lost. James 1:8. Life becomes destabilized when focus is lost. When you wake up, there are some things that deserve your attention. Some things don't deserve your attention. When you wake up, you face God before you face book. James 1:8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Everybody who is double-minded is unstable in all his ways. The Bible continues to say that he cannot receive anything from the Lord. Cannot receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded person cannot receive anything. So today, you are ready for the ministry thing. The next day, this ministry thing. Tomorrow, ministry thing. The next day, the broken focus, unstable in all his ways. Unstable. You take more vacations than your pastor. Take 3 weeks vacation from church. It's not like you are engaged doing something. There are some people that their work demands that they go to work on Sunday. So you'll probably not be seeing them in church 3 weeks. You are not doing anything. You are at home wearing hair bonnet for 3 weeks. Life becomes destabilized when focus is lost. I know somebody today, he said he wants to be a musician. Tomorrow he said he wants to be a tailor. The next day he said he wants to be go to adult education. The next day he said he wants to be a seamstress. Different things. Broken focus. Number three, it takes focus to get to the finishing line. It takes focus to get to the finishing line. One time somebody came to see me. He told me he doesn't like the course that he's reading in school, because that's not what he wanted to do. And because of that, he's not doing well. And he's failing. So he wants to stop. And I said, hey, Obe Jai. He's still not in school. It's focus I was taking. We didn't like our course. See, every time you are in a situation that someone chose a better option than you, you know that you have a problem. Yeah. We didn't like our course, but we focused just to finish it so we can do what we really want to do. You understand? It's better than just quitting and just going home. First degree in science. You can do whatever you want to do after. Praise God. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. Hallelujah. Things on earth will distract you. Things on earth will break your focus. One time I showed you a scripture. He said that people have been pierced by the cares of this life. By shoe, clothing, makeup, car, boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, house. Because of the cares of life, they are unable to fulfill the same. When the word of God comes to them, it's not fruitful. So word of God comes to you, that you be a man of God, and you say goodbye to it, because you are going to pursue a certain career. Everybody will be, we all doing career. Last time I told a friend, you think that we all know that this guy is called as a prophet of God. He has abandoned it totally and pursuing money and a career. I told him, God keeps asking you, and you know it. Everything then, and there's this one request that he has placed before the Lord, which is not coming. And I told him that the Lord is telling me this year you have to align your life and serve him, and you will get what your heart is desiring. It's one of the benefits of serving God. If you were God, wouldn't you give your good gifts to the people who are concerned about your business? Praise God. A runner's speed is reduced every time he looks back. Many start and don't finish well. It takes focus to finish well. What do I need to do to remain focused? What do I need to do to remain focused? We are close. Number one, look at the future where you are going. Look at it. Young man, look at your future. Look at your glorious future, young woman. Look at your glorious future. Look at the things that God is saying about you. Look at how the last time you dreamt, you saw yourself preaching in a crusade, 10,000 of souls. Look at your future. Look at the last time you sat in church and you pictured yourself. Last time somebody told me, I was in church one time and a picture just flashed. He's not even here now. He's still part of the church, but he's not in church today. He said a picture flashed and I saw myself and my wife and my children coming to church. At that time we're not even here. I think that day we're just about even serving in the room. And that is the picture that flashed in his eyes. He is not the pastor. God is communicating to him, I have a future for this thing. So you focus because of what? The picture of the future. Jesus himself, Bible says that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So life is hard now. Life is not convenient. You don't have this. You don't have that. But you endure because of what? The joy that is set ahead of you. What you can do to remain focused, keep looking at the future. I like to say this thing. What keeps you going? The picture of the future keeps me going. Why haven't I stopped what I'm doing? Because I see the picture of the future. Why are you living a certain way? Because I see the picture of the future. If you are in SHS 1 and you want to be school prefect in SHS 3, you live in a certain way so that you don't go to DC. Because you know that if you go to DC, you know what I'm talking about. Can you all relate? Everybody? Okay. If you go to DC, you know that when you go for vetting, they'll remind you, true or not true. And because of that, you can be taken out and not become school prefect. So because of what you want to be in the future, there's a way you live your life now. Help you to focus. So when people are trying to focus in their life, stop trying to let them feel, hey, matured, you are behaving mature, man. I'm looking at my future. A video of Mensa Otabo that has surfaced the internet recently. Everybody has been posting it. The one that he talks about, if you know you are going far, you load deep, and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure a number of you have seen it. You've seen it. You know where you are going. You load deep. Where I'm going, that's not where you are going. So my preparation cannot be the same as your preparation. Praise God. Our focus should be on the future. Number two, avoid distractions. I already told you, distractions are side attractions seeking to bring you into distraction. Avoid distractions. Avoid it. Avoid it. I've told you this story before many years ago. I used to preach to everybody I meet on the street. And there was this girl who liked me. And she told me that if I keep doing this thing, she can't work with me. Just there and then, I told her goodbye. There and then. Up to today, she's still my friend. If I need money, I can call her for money for ministry. Because she respected me from that day till today. I didn't say, oh, let's talk about it. You see, you are too nice. You are too nice. That's your problem. You are too nice. You think that you are the sweet, understanding kind of guy so that they'll give you chocolate on Vows Day. Your destiny, you are eating it. You are eating your destiny. Keep eating it. Very soon, who will be grandy? Who will be pondy? Squander your destiny. Mortify your destiny on the table of pleasure. Distractions. Some of you, your friends are the distractions. Listen, don't be patient with failure. When you are failing in a certain area of your life, don't be patient with it. No matter what names people will call you. Listen, everybody is bad in somebody's story. Let me be bad in your story. It's cool. At the end of the day, my destiny will speak. Huh? That is why the last time I told this boy, Kenneth, I told him, you have no business being in a relationship under 23. Focusing on empire, you catch us all your prophet. You must be accruing about 10,000 hours of prayers. When you get there and the prophetic oil is struggling to find expression in you, that's when you come and tell your girlfriend that God said I should focus on him. Listen. Don't eat your destiny before it's time. You can't eat your cake and have it. Do away with distraction. Some of you, your boyfriend is your distraction. Break up. Your girlfriend is your distraction. Break up. Some of you, Netflix is your distraction. Put it away. Some of you, Snapchat is your distraction. Put it away. Some of you, what is your distraction? Look within yourself. Everybody has been, everybody, FIFA, UEFA Champions League can be a distraction. You see, now, even though I know a little about football, it's not as much as, listen, me, the kind of zeal I had for football, you people don't know. You don't know. You these people now, man, they're always doing FPL and all that. Many years ago, when Drogba was in Chelsea, those were the time we used to watch football. Gerrard and things in Liverpool. That's when we understood the game of football. I could give you commentary before and after analysis and all of that. It's now that we don't know what's going on. Sometimes I watch football and I see these guys in this team. How come? Because the last time I remember, he was in Liverpool or something. I'm not following anymore. It's not a sin to watch football. Is it a sin to watch football? But it can be a distraction to your life. Me, I used to go to game center. No. Those times we didn't have PS4 in our house. PS1. Shoot-o! When we go to game center, we pay the allowance about 3 cedis. The money, when my mother is going to town, the money you give me to go and buy food, I go to Alaji. Alaji is still there, that come my official town. I go to Alaji. and I could play PS1. My show. So when I do lose pay, it means that I'm not paying for most. Do you understand? With some lines, I had some. I used to go with my cousin. He still plays. One day I'll bring him to you. He'll score you. Yeah. Those were the times we used to play games. Spend our destiny at a large PlayStation Center. Is it a sin to play game? No. I'm going to buy a PS5. It's not a sin. But if you come every morning, afternoon, evening, you are playing PS5. Man of God. When you even come to church, you close your eyes. You'll be seeing a Hernandez giving Rashford a cross. You have closed your eyes worshiping. You've seen Fernandez giving Rashford a cross. Do away with what? Distraction. Have you realized that when you focus on something so much, every time you close your eyes, you see it? Some of you have watched a certain series, 5 seasons. All the 5 seasons had about 17 episodes. When you close your eyes, you begin to see that Bridgerton guy. I tried to watch it, but I didn't like it. So every movie that I watched. A lot of people are talking about it. I only watch hype movies. But you see, sometimes you focus on something so much, intentionally or unintentionally. God, you can be watching a series because it's nice. Like when the first time I encountered Money Heist, I watched the first 3 seasons. Hey! When I close my eyes, I'll be seeing Rio. Denver, do you know Denver? And what's the name of that big guy? Oslo. The professor. Because I was focused on it for a long time. That's why when you focus on the word of God, everything that hits you, all you'll be seeing is the word of God. All you'll be seeing is the word of God. All you'll be seeing is the word of God. When you come to church, you close your eyes, man of God. Wait till my shall come. Even when you are prophesying, you'll be asking, have you watched Avatar before? You see, you'll be trying to prophesy with Avatar. What kind of spirit is that? The Holy Spirit will only prophesy through you by displaying something with Avatar. Are you in church? Number 3, feed your mind with things that relate with your assignment in life. Feed your mind with things that relate with your assignment in life. Some of you, you know everything that's going on in the entertainment industry. You know why who is fighting with Haha. You know why Hey has a graduate, Hey. You know everything. It has nothing to do with your assignment. Focus, 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 focus. How many of you drive? Okay. How what do you think will become of a driver who loses focus for 2 minutes on the road? Hey, 2 minutes is even too much. What? Hey! 3 seconds. Obeto bumper. Better bumper, 600 Ghana. 3 seconds. A driver who is not focused. You're pointing somebody over me. I don't want trouble, so. Bang! Ziganash, what pile light? 400 Ghana. Hallelujah. It doesn't take a long time to get into an accident on the road. That's because you lost focus for a few seconds. It's a very important tool if you are going to achieve anything. Feed your mind with the things that relate with your assignment. Feed your mind. Some daily quiet time. Those of you who are doing the Bible in 1 year thing. I heard a pastor saying this week. He said, you cannot read Leviticus, eh? When you are sick and we give you medicine, that is bitter. Will you drink it or not? You can read Leviticus. Hallelujah. I said what? You can read Leviticus. Read the word of God and see. Bible says, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2. Let me show you something. Read about this man. Quickly. For by it the elders obtained a good reward, a good testimony. So, after that, he begins to list all these elders, Moses, Noah, Isaac, who are, these are great giants of faith who have been able to achieve and lay hold on destiny. They have touched destiny. Read about them and be encouraged, be motivated. Look at Abraham. He had no example to look to. Look at you. You have so many examples in the Bible and still alive. Bishop Oyedepo is there. Archbishop is there. Many people are there. Many people. I told you about a certain woman of God who is the CEO of First National Bank in Nigeria. She's called Awosika Ebukun or something like that. Very powerful woman of God in the corporate world and doing ministry. Follow such people. Come through your Instagram. You have phone if you are done. Hallelujah. So feed your mind with things that relate to your assignment in life. Number four, keep the right people around you. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Please be on your feet. Proverbs 27 verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now your problem is the one who advises you. They don't give you any advice that's biblically sound. Only advice that is based on emotions and present satisfaction. No foresight, no insight. Just emotions and encouragement. So that they, when it's your birthday, they'll write, "Thanks for being there." You are eating somebody's destiny at the expense of a birthday post. Thanks for all your encouragement. God is helping us in Jesus' name. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. If you don't have any advice that's biblically sound, shut up. You destroy the person's life. It might make sense. It might be convenient. But it lacks foresight and insight. Advise yourself. Praise God. I just want to move on, so I'll leave the other scriptures. Number five, the last one. Do not allow ambition to mix with your vision. Do not allow ambition to mix with your vision. Do you know that because of the skill sets that God gives you for destiny, you seem to be qualified for different things apart from the exact thing that you were called for? John 6:15. Because of the skill set that God gives you for destiny fulfillment, you become qualified for other things that are not part of your destiny. For example, because of what God has called me to do, naturally I have some leadership skills and abilities. Okay? But I can be distracted by that and say that, hey, Andy, I'm going to run for president. God, the way I'm a leader, no? The way I'm forward thinking and, you know, Charlie. Do you understand what I'm saying? That skill set was not given to me for presidency. It was given to me to be a pastor. I don't know about your own. But I'm telling you my own. So that you use it to compare your own life. Right? So have those skills, those abilities. Because God wants to put you in a certain place. He makes an investment in you by giving you special gifts and abilities. So Jesus Christ, when he came, he looked like a nice guy, commanding. He had power, authority, he had followers. This guy can become a king. What do you think? John 6:15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. And it's good he went alone. But if Peter was part, Peter would have said, "Hey, my Lord, this is the time for us to become what we want to become. Take the throne." destiny fulfillment is here. Because when you become a king, now when you preach, everybody will listen. Oh, now change the rules of the temple and put all the Pharisees away. But Jesus Christ went to hide himself because he knew that even though he was able, he had the ability, it was not part of the vision that God gave him for his life. So it's not everything that you can do that you are supposed to be doing. So life is not about fulfilling all your potential. It's about fulfilling God's vision for your life. Yeah, use all your potential. So everything that you can do, SRC President, who shame? VRC, why, who shame? Leaders, this name, who shame? Women empowerment, who shame? Is that where God is? If that's where you say God is leading you, I don't have a problem. Jesus departed because he saw they were about to make him king. Lift up your hands. The law of focus. Your blessing is in the vision God has for you. So stay focused. Settle with your assignment. Sit down. Sit down with your assignment. Young man, young woman. You are too distracted. You are looking away too much. The cares of this life piercing you on every side. Sit down with your assignment. It takes discipline to remain focused. And anyone who refuses discipline would derail his destiny. Discipline is not a gift. It must be cultivated. Yes. You don't live as convenient. You live as commanded. You either take control or you will lose control. If you live anyhow, your life will go anyhow. Yes. You must silence the voice of the flesh, the voice of your emotions, the voice of the flesh, the voice of your emotions. Silence it. And let the Spirit of God have preeminence over your life. Yes. That is how you are going to become successful. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Success is knocking at your door. Success is knocking at your door. Everything is possible when you hold my hand. Success is knocking at your door. Please pray. Please pray. Focus. 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 Yes, Lord. Focus. 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 I want to be focused. Focus. On a Monday morning, focus. On a Tuesday morning, focus. On a Wednesday morning, focus. On a Thursday morning, focus. On a Friday morning. On a Saturday night, every day, every night, everything is possible, everything is possible in your mind. Everything is possible when you hold my hand. Anything is possible when you hold my hand. Everything is possible when you hold my hand. Everything is possible when you hold my hand. Focus, you can be disciplined.
Everything is possible when you hold my hand.
Everything, everything. gospel. When you hold my hand, to help you. There is no one who has asked for the help of God and God has not helped him. God wants to help you, young men, young women. God wants to help us. We can't do anything without his help. There are many ways to achieve success, but the only right way is to follow God's plan for your life. If you don't want to regret it later in life, then the only perfect way is to follow God's plan for your life. Come on, lift up your voice and ask him for help. Lift up your voice and ask him for help. Somebody put your hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. What's your name?
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. We trust you have been blessed. To interact with the man of God, follow him on Instagram at n.k_emisa. Stay blessed.